Glory, glory, and glory. Would you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Are we in the last days? Is there perilous times happening? If you don't know it, you're in trouble. For men will be what? Lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without control over self or self-control. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. In other words, don't associate with them. Because bad company corrupts what? Good habits. Yeah. For these are the sort of those who creep into households and they make and ministries and businesses and they make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins, led away with various lusts. They're always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Again, the last days, what are they doing? They're lost, living outside of salvation's truth, L-O-S-T. These individuals are lost. And there are many people who proclaim to be Christians that are lost. Why? Because they're living outside of salvation's truth. Amen? They're self-seekers. They're blinded. And what they're blinded to the times and seasons that we're in. They're blinded to the times and seasons of judgments and blessings. They're blinded to them. Amen? Oh, praise God. Go to verse 10. What's it say? But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. So no matter what you're going through, God can deliver you. Amen. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You will suffer attacks. You will suffer challenges. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. The blessed Word of God. It's amazing how many believers still do not believe read the Word of God or believe in the Bible. And they call themselves believers. They're really not believers. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that men and women of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Again, evil men and evil women that are imposters of all kinds, will grow worse and worse in deception. They'll grow worse and worse in what? Deception, not willing to submit to God fully or full-heartedly. They only submit partially or whatever is convenient for them. Amen? In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. That means respect one another. Amen. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In other words, he gives always the plan of escape to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, the more you are consistent in doing what's right before God, you will be rewarded. casting your care upon him, for you, he cares for you. But be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have been suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you so that you can't be moved. So we need to be alert and consistent. In other words, there's something God is calling us to do right now, and that's to be watchers. We are to be watchers of times and seasons. Times and seasons. Is everybody with me? What do you be a watcher of? Times and seasons. Something happened during worship last time. During worship, I don't know if I shared it or not, but while we were worshiping, the Lord showed me watchers. And all of a sudden, people that he called watchers. And he said, and all of a sudden, big watches showed up. And he put them, he was snapping them around the wrist. And he said, I'm bringing watches for the watchers. And he said to me that it's because it's a specific time right now where the watchers have to be in so in time and so in tune that they're not advancing, they're not going ahead of God, and they're not slagging behind God. They must be in perfect harmony with him now. And he's causing the body to become in perfect harmony. So the teaching tonight is the watch and the watchman. Hello. What's it about? Time. Time. In Matthew 16 and verse 1. The watch and the watchman. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and testing Jesus, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, and the sky is for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. They, in other words, they can only discern the things of sight, but they couldn't discern events of prophetic timing. They could not discern the events of prophetic timing. Remember when Jesus showed up? I mean, they would if they knew the scriptures, right? They would acknowledge him as the Messiah instead of crucifying him. He said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them, and he departed. Again, they could only discern the things that they see. They could not discern the events of prophetic timing. God's prophetic time. See, God is globally connecting watchers together. And this connecting, and thank God for, you know, technology, the internet, and things to that degree, because it's being used right now to establish and expose the wickedness and what they're doing of their events so that we can discern God's timing. Just like we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that there'd be lovers of self. I mean, this is exaggerated way beyond what we ever thought about. I mean, it's worse than we ever realized. And the world is beginning to see it and awakening to it. And the reason why they're awakening to it is because the prophetic prophets and the prophetic words that have been going out and prophetic insight through the Holy Spirit is causing people to awaken. It's like he's touching them on their shoulders going, you know what? Something's going on. You know, but everybody senses that something is getting ready to happen. Everyone knows that something's going on. Many people don't think anything's going to happen, you know, but majority of people do believe something's happening. In fact, most of people that don't think that anything's going to happen is afraid that something might happen. And they can't comprehend that. They don't want to deal with it. You know, it's like when you're trying to tell someone about Jesus, they don't want to know because they don't want to be accountable. Hallelujah. Luke 4:18. And the Lord said, he was handed the book when he went in to the temple. And he spoke these words. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, he spoke this out of the scriptures of Isaiah. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind and to set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. But he didn't finish the full scripture of Isaiah. Because it wasn't time. Does everybody get it? Now, so in this, Jesus was saying, because I'm anointed now, I'm the anointed one as anointed, I've come to free captives. And they personally thought that Jesus came to destroy the Roman Empire. He thought that he was going to come with a military and destroy everything and rescue everyone, but he did not come to destroy. He came to rescue. He came to pay the price for every human being on earth. But they couldn't comprehend that because they didn't understand the scriptures themselves. And now go to Isaiah 61. Remember, the last thing that he said was to proclaim acceptable year of the Lord. That was it. That was the last thing he said. So if you read in Isaiah 61, starting to verse 1, it repeats it. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to those who have been taken captives. And to open the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. But he now, see, this was prophesied. And the day of vengeance of our God. Which he didn't speak when he was here. Because it wasn't time for that now. But now it is time. Now is the vengeance of the day of our God. It is now. It is the season. It is the time. And this is the month. In the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? That he may be glorified. Wow. The day of vengeance. Now, again, I've shared this last time, that we just came out of 7 years of darkness. From 2016 to 2023, when Obama took office, it began. This is his second part. His first part, he was doing things a lot behind closed doors. But his second term, he was doing things right up in front. He didn't care no more. And from the moment that he allowed transgenders to come into the military, that was the moment. The 7 years of darkness. Does everybody understand? Now, in that period of time, there's been transgender and all kinds of fights and all kinds of things going on. I mean, even the White House had the rainbow and all that other stuff. And they're still promoting it and fighting for it now. Because it's against God. Amen? So we had 7 years of darkness or all things were going crazy. The first seal that was broken in the book of Revelation, the plague, it was the virus. Then the second seal was broken. And during that period of time, all peace was taken from the earth. Now a third seal is going to be broken shortly. And that is to dismantle the Babylonian currency. And that's United States currency. That's why all BRICS nations and all these other countries are all gathering together. They're no longer using the U.S. dollar. Other countries don't even use it at all. They're creating their own currency that's backed by gold and silver. Why? Because the United States has just been printing money. It's counterfeit. Not saying that we don't have gold and silver, but they don't use it for backing of the money. And many banks are going to be closing now. Why? Because many of these banks do not have enough gold and silver in their accounts to back up all the loans they've got. So you know what's going to happen? They can't collect that money because they don't. It's not worth it. So when this whole thing begins to escalate, we're going to come into a place where all these banks that have all of these loans out, they're going to fold because they don't have enough money to back those loans up, gold and silver. And many people will get set free from loans. They won't have to pay them back. So don't go out and get a loan, all right? Hallelujah. So it's 7 years of darkness. Why? Because it's the time of vengeance. Now we're going to have 7 years of light and blessing. Hallelujah. You know, this is the month of March. It's associated with the new beginning. And March, now think about it, boots on the ground. Because it's marching. The Lord showed me, and I've shared this already. He said to me the other day, it's hammer time. Can't touch this. Can't touch the anointed. And I began to see him, the javelin of the court. Yeah, like a court gavel. The gavel, not the javelin. I saw the gavel of the judge, and it came down and hit, and all of a sudden I heard hammer time. And then I began to see this same hammer, this same gavel, busting locks that were on storehouses and cages and all. And when those doors were opening, all kinds of treasures were just rolling out and rolling out and rolling out. Because God is getting ready to do something phenomenal. We are going to see many, many things move more rapidly. We've been talking about things going to happen, but they're going to move more rapidly. This month is going to begin to escalate tremendously. You're going to see more arrests. You're going to see more things. Look at what just happened with Trump. This whole Supreme Court approved Trump, that said that you can't remove him from being elected. In other words, he's going to run for office in every state. And the judge has even rebuked these attorneys that came to him and said, since when do you think that the state's going to overrule a government when the government overrules the state? So anyways, a lot of things are happening. The more that they try to come against the righteous, the more they expose themselves as being real idiots. I mean, that's the bottom line, you know. So why? Because these things are being exposed because the watchers are exposing them. Amen? You're not getting this on the news. CNN and MSNBC and all the other ones and all the secular news, they're not telling you any of this stuff. They're telling you everything is beautiful. Biden is wonderful. I mean, the guys can't even talk and walk at the same time. And all, I mean, they're now going, bringing him into the Senate and trying to get him removed because of he's cuckoo. And he's nothing but a puppet. And they don't have anybody to run. The only thing they can do is run. Hallelujah. So the month of March, you're going to see boots on the ground. And it's hammer time. And you can't touch the anointed. Amen? But again, these things are coming to pass and being exposed because of the watchmen, the global watchmen and women. They're watchkeepers. And God has put a watch on the watchmen so that everything is coming in perfect timing right now because things are going to move rapidly. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. With deep darkness means deep deception. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed at your side. You shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall be swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the what? Wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. This is getting ready to happen. This is getting ready to happen. Now, listen, you don't have to figure out how the wealth is going to come to us. Amen? That doesn't mean you're going to work more hours. It doesn't mean you're going to work three jobs. It doesn't mean any of that. Things are going to be turned over. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Does everybody get that? The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. It's deep deception will be over. Deception will be over many of the people. So as things are progressing, many people will go deeper and deeper in deception. Great delusion, the Bible talks about in the end times. Some of them, they won't be able to get rescued. And the only time they might get rescued is if they go into tribulation and all hell breaks out. Ezekiel 33, in verse 1. Again, a word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon the land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman. When he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood should be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. Wow. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you watchmen for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word from my mouth and warn them for me. So these watchmen are accountable to God by warning. Amen. Things that are held back and something happens that they know is going to happen, the blood will be on their own hands. Amen. Isaiah 56, verse 9. And all you beasts of the field come to devour, and all you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Sounds like some of the Democrats in the United States. Yes, they are all greedy dogs, which never have enough. Yeah, that's them. And they are shepherds, and they cannot understand. That's them for sure. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine, and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow we will be as today, and much more abundant. Now think about this. Everything was closed but the liquor stores. I mean, you think you'd prevent people from becoming addicted. But they were addicted themselves. And they were blind watchers. Oh, they're going to be judged big time. Think about how much blood is on their hands when they knew things were going to happen and they didn't warn anyone. When I knew taking the virus was going to kill you or harm you and they didn't warn them. They knew. They can't play ignorant. They can't play stupid. They're stupid anyways. They will be judged, and they're going to be judged before God Almighty. They already are judged. Now we're waiting for the manifestation of judgment. It says their watchmen are blind. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Wow. All those who hate him love death. Psalm 127 in verse 1. Unless the Lord does what? Builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, and to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. So again, building the way of God is the only way to build. Other than that, it's vain. So those who are not building according to God's way and are calling themselves watchers, it's vain. So they're using something to bring something for promotion of self. You know, there are many people who know a lot of prophetic stuff, and some of them are doing things for money. I knew a few of them, that they were writing books, they were doing all kinds of things, they had prophetic insight, but their main focus was money. It was all about money. Everything was money to them. And they went and played and did services and their prophetic word, they had using the gifts of the Spirit to collect money. I remember I was in the car with an individual, and the pastor of that church came in when I was with that prophet. And that prophet said to that pastor, because he came out with money, and he said, that's not enough. That's not what we agreed on. And man, it grieved my spirit. I thought, man, I wanted to take that money and give it back to the guy. But I just shut up. And I just waited. Then the Lord just said to me, break off from this man. And I did. Those are hirelings. And there's many of them out there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. However, we what? Speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, who is Jesus. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except for the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to them, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, the deep things of timely events. Deep things of timely events are being released right now. And these timely events that are being released are associated with the eternal reality. What are they associated with? The eternal reality. Remember, the enemy keeps people in deception by creating a false reality. He imprisons them. Think about when we were addicts out there. We were imprisoned in a false reality. Amen? In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 18, little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Man, they're all over the place. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know what? And you know all things. Amen. So you know that the watchman must be anointed. The anointing tells them all things. As the deep things are being revealed to the watchmen and watchwomen by the Spirit of the living God. Everybody has a choice to accept that call or not. But you can't just become one to say you want to be one. God has to choose you. Just, you don't want to go out to, you know, a lot of people go, well, I'm going to go to cemetery or seminary school to become a pastor or whatever. So people are choosing their own direction instead of letting God do it. I never chose this. This was not my first choice. But anyways, I just said, Lord, whatever you want me to do. He said, well, this is what you're going to do. I said, okay. He didn't tell me how long I could tread water. He just he said, it's a good day to die, you know, to yourself. Oh, hallelujah. I still don't know how I got here. Either does my wife. Is time moving fast or what? You know, God can do so much in such a short period of time. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock, which is the anointing. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the anointing. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Great was its fall. You know, there are a lot of those who say they hear, but they don't hear. They're listeners. There's a difference between people who listen and people who hear. Because those who hear put it to work. They put it to practice. Those who listen just say, yeah, I want you to shut up and get away. So what's he saying? Here's how you allow me to build on the anointing. It will endure all the way to the end. Under the anointing, you will endure all the way to, no matter what's going on. I don't care if you fall, you hurt, you whatever. If you make mistakes, you get offended, you whatever. No matter what sin you have done, you will get up. Does everybody understand? God is forgiving. He's merciful. You know, look at how many times David fell, King David. Amen. And God still loved him because he was a man after his heart. You be a man and woman after God's heart, and it doesn't give you the excuse to go out and make mistakes on purpose, hello? But no matter what, you know, we still live in this realm. We're hard-pressed in every corner. Do not allow fear to dictate your decisions. That's the main thing. Don't allow fear. Don't allow emotions dictate your decisions. You know, so many people get so fed up and frustrated. I'm not going to do this anymore. They quit. Person's life changes course and how, by, if they're led by emotion. We want to maintain that course. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a what? Vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So we must maintain a place of repentance. Amen? Repentance should be a daily thing, sometimes many times a day. Cleanse yourself from the world of corruption and sins. And I'm going to go close at Psalm 37. Watch in the watchman. Know what time it is. If you don't know, find a watchman. Psalm 37 and verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Do not fret because of what? Evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. It's coming, I'm telling you, you're going to see the reward of the wicked. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell on the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Not your faithfulness, his. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of men who bring wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, and do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword. They have bent their bow, cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart. Their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever and ever and ever. Again, the watch and the watchman. God is tuning up everything, so it can run smoothly and faster. You know, when a car's not in tune, it doesn't run fast enough. But things are going to begin to escalate. And you're going to see a lot of things change this month. Amen? Amen. He's cleaning our clocks. Amen? Didn't we just turn the clock change, right? What a dumb thing. But anyways. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Help us to keep in tune. Keep us hidden in a secret place with you. Continue to feed us from your throne room. And let your word take every part of our being and have precedence in our lives. Let the anointing increase in our lives, Lord, so we're more alert, more sensitive and discerning. And grant us the wisdom that we may see things through prophetically in your timing, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.